So do you think you can get your kiddo to eat a full dinner before they go out and trick-or-treat?
Hmm.
See, they're saying that would help in cutting down the amount of candy they eat when they get home, and I don't think that's true.
Doubt it.
Kids will go ahead and just go for it.
Yep.
Go for it. So, yeah. So it's a good idea. Set some limits in the old plastic pumpkin, and when it starts filling up, let the kids go ahead and take out a few pieces of candy, and that's it. Okay? Let them eat that while they're out. But don't go crazy. And then, see, you pack it in their lunch next week.
Ooh.
Excuse me. You go through it, take out the stuff you want, then what's left you pack in their lunch. I meant to say that, so see how that works out for you. Do you remember these guys, one of them 23, one of them 24, who went as iPhones last year? They bought 42-inch flat screens and hung them over their necks so that they could actually function like real iPhones. These two, who I presume are still single and living with their parents, Rico Rivera and John Savio. Well, they put it up on YouTube, and it got 871,000 hits, which is not bad. They put out a companion piece that did about half that. You ever notice that? That first one that goes viral does really, really well, and then that second one kind of goes to about half.
That's how you know you've had your 15 minutes.
Yeah, and then by the time you've gotten to the third one, 55 people have watched it, and you know it's time to go ahead and find your career then, but nonetheless. So, smelly printing. We talked about that yesterday, you know, a scratch-and-sniff mail-out piece that a politician did for its opponent, saying the stench of Washington. But researchers in Japan have developed an inkjet printer. Yeah, like that one right there, that one over there by your desk, that can embed paper with a particular smell. Not scratch and sniff, but just smell. Maybe sometime before we actually see the printers like this, but they're out there. So, you know, imagine opening up your cookbook and being able to smell that baked rutabaga.
Wow.
Huh? See? That's where technology's taking
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, can you name the two most popular names for newborn boys in England and Wales now? The most popular name for newborn boys in England and Wales.
Joffrey.
Chase.
Wesley.
How about Muhammad? All right, there we go.
Oh, my.
Yeah, the world we live in. Hello? Oh, you got to wait. We'll get over there in a minute. Dang. Let's see what else we got going on. Oh, we'll save this. Fashion tips, ladies, how to look young like the movie stars do. So let's roll this one out here at 7:35 or 7:40 on a Friday morning.
I'm still trying to process the whole name thing.
Yeah, I know. I thought you might be.
Really troubling.
So I thought you might be a little interested about that. Oh, by the way, first, before we move on to that, let's do a big shout-out to William A. Mitchell.
Hey, Billy Mitch.
Hey, way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Helped invent. You ready?
What?
Tang.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He's the astronaut's best
friend. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Cool Whip.
Mm-hmm.
And? Pop Rocks. William A. Mitchell. He had to be a fun guy to hang out with, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why
That's
not?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Love
I mean, really,
sweets,
do you think that he brought him home to his kid?
To test them out?
Yeah.
Sure.
Here, try some of these.
Yeah, try this. Don't
hey,
like it? Okay.
Look at this. It's Cool Whip. Try that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's some Pop Rocks. Now wash it down with this Pepsi. Oh, that didn't end well.
Okay. All right, so here's the question.
I'll give you an answer.
All right. Washington Post has an article that asks whether the freshmen who flock toward college campuses are falling prey to a herd mentality that actually
Falling flocking freshmen?
Yes. That actually hurts their chances for success. After all, U.S. Americans are now weighted down by student loans. They got their credit card debt. If someone invested that $200,000, which is kind of what it costs to go to a first-class school outside of Texas, you know, then what would happen? I mean, think about that. Take that $200,000 and invest it someplace, and in 50 years you could have $2.8 million, but you wouldn't have a college degree. See, so that's the idea.
And where are you going to get the $200,000 from?
Well, but where are you going to get the $200,000 to put them through the educational system as well?
Well, you can borrow that.
Yeah, yeah, you can.
You can't just walk in and say, all right, I've elected not to go to college.
Would you go
and
ahead
so what
and
I would like you to do is go ahead and give me a loan for $200,000.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop
right.
that in the stock market, and I'm good for it.
Well, The idea is, should you
believe
take...
me, really. Trust me
really.
On this one.
I'm okay. Don't I look like a good guy?
Don't I look trustworthy?
Yeah, exactly.
Dude.
Yeah. An economics professor said, if you're majoring in... Oh, I hate to give the majors, but if you're majoring in anthropology or social work or education, he said, I've talked to a lot of my own students who graduated and are now working at grocery stores or the Big Blue Monster. The fellow who cut down my tree last week had a master's degree and was an honors grad. So they say, that's the question, is a college education the right way to go? Maybe the better question is, whether college is a good investment is to whether or not the student is prepared when they walk in. Because, after all, what are they looking at college as? Used to be a good general education. Now is it just an opportunity to, meet and network, man, and meet people and maybe go to class and stuff like that.
Well, or could it be that they were just never cut out for college in the first place?
That could also be.
Oh, but with everyone is entitled to a college
education. Well, of course,
education.
We're U.S. Americans. That and health care. You have a problem with that?
I'm telling you right now, you want to see your kids make some money? Let them learn a trade.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's gonna be the mechanics of tomorrow?
I agree. Cabinetry work, things like that, and lots of folks out there who aren't going to be do-it-yourselfers. They are going to need people to do those things for you.
Yeah.
Just saying. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, because all the education in the world ain't going to fix your car.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Not without practical experience. And that's the other thing. I mean, if you go and all you get is an education, all right, if all you do is spend time at the university or at the college and study, and you make straight A's and that's all fine and good, if you're not going into a field where you're pretty much guaranteed work and you have no marketable skills to present to the workforce when you cross that stage, guess what? Yeah, you're going to be one of those people with a piece of paper on the wall but no job to show for it.
Well, and that's, again, and he happened to single out social work, anthropology, and education as those that are not a path toward higher salaries. Hello?
Yeah, you're serious about them trades. People removal services are going to be very popular.
Okay. Removal services?
People removal services.
Oh, people.
He was being cute.
Yeah. People removal. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, you go from stump removal to people removal.
Yeah.
Soylent Green.
Got that's right.
I think he was talking about another kind of people removal.
Exactly.
Where is Edward G. Robinson, by the way?